tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning and welcome to Friday's Tip Today. Alison here with you until 12 today. Now, of course, it is Friday morning, so it's time to talk to our great friend Johnny Luby for his take on the week that was. Johnny, good morning.
Ellie, how's it going?
Good, you're back, Johnny. Good to hear from you. How are you?
Oh, I'm flying it.
Good, good. Now, tell me, what was the week like?
Oh, Christ, Ellie. You don't have to be sitting down. Friday evening last, we went to County board draw above in McCormick's Kilcommon. Not the speech. 'Tis also the funeral home is next door. In case you did happen to come down to come out of it and you ended up in the funeral home, couldn't believe it.
You're in the right place.
We had a great night up down McCormick's. But before that, I went to a place called Glastrick, and it's there on the borders of Temple Derry 1, Borsley 2, Hollyford 3, and of course Upper Church 4. It is right on the borders. And as you went to Kendi's pub there, it's opened again. Jerry and the wife, we met them there and gave an hour there looking at the magnificent scenery. I mean, you can see across the valleys and all the mountains and the whole lot.
It's
absolutely beautiful, Ellie. I don't know where you ever there in Glastricken, but you'll certainly have to get the care to get up to that lovely neck of the woods. Yeah. McCormick's is outstanding, of course. Next time the county board draw is on, it's on in Temple Derry because somebody from Temple Derry won the first prize of the care. And wherever they win the draw, wherever they win on the night, then we just say, for instance, it was Temple Derry, a girl or man that came out, a person that came out of the county board draw for the care. So it's automatically then in Temple Derry sometime next month. That's the last draw. It has been a tremendous success for a lot of clubs. There's clubs out there that have sold maybe 500 to 600 tickets.
Wow.
And it means maybe 35,000 for the club.
Yeah.
And you have a great chance. There's no question about it. I mean, like, there's 40 prizes each night. And it's just the case. If you're lucky enough to come out even for an in-house draw, we'll say, for the club, like, it's €300. And it only costs you €100 for the year to join. It's one, and your club benefits and the county benefits and everything else. So the sellers will be going around there very shortly. And all the clubs around, even across the waters in England and America and inside in Limerick and Kilkenny, the Tipperary Association, they all sell the tickets. So,
yeah,
look, it's a wonderful draw. But just like everything else, Ali, then just talk about the weekend. It was a wonderful weekend. Heartiest congratulations to our ladies on a marvellous victory in the All-Ireland League final. And that I watched it on Sunday rather than going to rugby matches and all of that. But it was fantastic
great
to see
game.
The blue and gold of Tipperary. A marvellous game. Like, when you look at, we say, Nicola Welsh and Kevin Blair and Mairead Deviston and Emil Lukeman, Caoimhe McCarthy, Caoimhe Maher and Clodagh McIntyre, Teresa Ryan and Ellen Cunningham, Roisin Howard, Kevin Kennedy, an absolute superstar. You could play that girl any place on a team. And, of course, Casey Hennessy, Grace O'Brien, Emma McGrath, and a girl from Golden, Kilfeekel, Emma Hurton, and corner forward. A wonderful hard worker and that. But then you have the likes of Clodagh Quirk and Julianne Burke, Mary Ryan, and Aoife McGrath, and Kierda. Kierda Maher, they all came on. And it was wonderful for the Tipperary manager, Dennis Kelly, as well. When you see his photo on the local papers, the Nationalist and Star, and what it meant to him. And, of course, to everybody in Tipperary, no matter what sport you follow, to see the blue and golden, that girl of the that played centre-forward, Kevin Kennedy, she would make a lot of teams in Tipperary in club hurling, in men's teams and the whole lot. She just showed a magnificent vision to run out for that ball, to collect it around her girl at fullback, and to stick it in the back of the net. Could give you a new lease of life. And look, well done to them and that. And of course, then to go on to the rugby, I'll stick with the Hull one. The championship starts this weekend in Ennis. Clare against Limerick. That's on television. It promises to be a wonderful
great
game. Clare at the moment, they're winning the league. Like they are possibly the second best team in Ireland, apart from being the second best team in Munster. They will give Limerick talks of it, you know, and I've no doubt that the place will be rocking down. It can hold 18,800, so it's Ennis will be there, keeping our eyes focused. Then,
can I ask, do you think it'll be much the same as the league? Like, oftentimes the league is a bit of a kind of a curtain raiser for the championship, and you can't go by performance in the league for the championship, but that's kind of changing all the time. What do you predict for the championship?
Yeah, what do I predict for the championship? Limerick are the team to beat if they can hold up, we'll say, the panel of playoffs that they have, that they're not getting fatigue and setting in and all of that. Limerick are certainly the team to beat. I mean, we have Limerick the following weekend. I think that's in the Gaelic grounds in Limerick. So, look, Clare will give them talks about this weekend. Clare, somebody said Clare are 2-1. It's a great price for Clare because they will relish this game below in Ennis against Limerick. It's like a red rag to a bull, and you'll hear my lovely Rose of Clare and everything else being belted out. And look, Limerick will come in their thousands there as well. And I was talking to a Limerick chap there, he couldn't get a stand ticket, so he's going in the terrace. He said, 'tis there the crack is. So,
it is.
Look, and you know, the Munster Championship will never be done away with because it is too much money for the GAA. By my reckoning, you could have, maybe over all the games, you could have the butts of 400,000 people at
Jeepers.
€30 a time. Like, that's maybe 12 million.
Yeah.
I mean, why would they give it? Why would they do away with the Munster Championship? It's the thing. And of course, in the Munster Championship and Leinster Championship, the team that win the Munster final, they're automatically into a semi-final, which doesn't happen in the football scene. I mean, Dublin are certainly to win the Leinster scene of football, but it gets them no place.
I don't know what Derry put it like. The Derry Dublin game was the game of the year, definitely.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Jeepers, but it was an amazing game.
Yeah, but like if you win the Leinster Championship or the Munster Championship in football, you don't go automatically into a quarter final. There's another way of doing that. They have teams, in groups and that kind of a thing. But as regards to Hurling, like, I mean, the prize is there to get into a semi final. You play a game less, and that's so. I suppose Limerick are the team to beat. Waterford on a given day can do anything. I mean, like, they could beat anybody on a given day. And that ourselves in Tipperary, I certainly look forward to seeing them. They've had 5 weeks off, and hopefully Liam Kerr and his boys have got it right. I mean, all they can do, Ellie, at the end of the day, is go out and do their very best.
Yeah.
I suppose on Sunday morning last, I went to see Golden and Boris Akeen. Golden haven't too bad. That's all I'll say about them. They're not too bad. They'll be, in my book, the surprise package this year. And, of course, in the rugby, we had big wins last weekend for Kilfeekle. They travelled down to Kona and Shannon to take on Shannon's senior team as such, but it's a junior team, but from a senior club. And Kilfeekle beat them. They're in the semi-final this Sunday against Highfield up on the hill. Fedot, of course, a wonderful club, started off there with the likes of Jack Sullivan and those lads involved in the coaching game. Like all coaches, you get your 2 or 3 years, and the coaches then, as a most different dog, different bite. Mm-hmm. And the new coaches then go in, Shane Luby and Philly O'Connor involved with Fedot, and they're in the Munster plate final against Cove. The very best of luck to them. Could be marvellous for them to win their first bit of silverware. Cashel tomorrow, they play Bardenhall in Spurfield. I think Tip FM are doing that game
right.
Live.
Yeah.
If Cashel happen to win, they could be at home, depending on the other semi-final, who wins it. I think it's Queens. If Queens of the Northern Ireland, if they win the semi-final, I think Cashel have to go up there. But if Queens are beaten, the other team comes down then to play Cashel in Cashel, and look, to the great occasion for them and the very best of luck. Mm. I suppose that was at the weekend. On Saturday morning last, I went to the tea rooms in Anacarty.
Oh, lovely. I haven't been, but we're going there for the village tour there in a couple of weeks, and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, hey, the food is top class and all of that. And I saw a special person there sitting down to a full Irish breakfast, himself and his lovely wife and son, sitting down, and I've never seen it before. Well, I've seen the full breakfast, but immediately afterwards, they didn't even ask him. They asked this person. They arrived on with a dessert, nearly a full half of pavlova.
After breakfast. Oh,
yes.
My God.
And look, confidentially, that man was Frank Curry.
Oh, Muriel Cuddy will kill him. His blood sugars will be huge next Thursday.
But,
Pat Rotten.
And seemingly, I was told confidentially again that it is a custom in Anacarty in the tea rooms that when you have a full breakfast, you normally have a dessert after.
Oh,
what
Lord.
Do you make of that? But anyway, look, it's like everything else. In the horse racing game, of course, William Mullen.
You forgot one match in the rugby, Johnny. Did you watch Leinster La Rochelle last weekend?
Oh, I did, yeah. Look,
just
listen,
disappointing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was disappointing. Leinster steamrolled them. And talking about rugby and the whole lot, this Jordy Barrett is coming from the All Blacks.
What is that about? Like, they don't need him.
They don't need him, you see. And I reckon at this stage that when Leinster have such a big panel, some of their players should be distributed out to the other provinces. Because at the moment, if Barrett comes in and RJ Snydam has left Munster to go up there,
thank
and
God.
Glenn O'Bale, who played rugby for Munster, has gone up there now as a coach and that. To me, or as a backs coach, to me, Leinster are going to dominate it,
completely.
Which I don't really mind. But is at the expense of the other provinces, which I do mind.
Yeah,
I think it's an absolute shame and a scandal. All the power of money seems to be in the Dublin and they have maybe 12 players that are contracted to the IRFU, and as a result of that, then they don't have to pay their wages, which is a huge thing. It's probably saving them the best part of maybe 6 million. And that, so they can go off and afford players then and that. But Barrett will be playing for the All Blacks against Ireland in maybe October, above in the Aviva or maybe Croke Park, and then he comes back to, then he stays and plays with Leinster for 4 or 5 months. To me, if he was playing with Connacht or Ulster, it would have been marvellous for them. But look, I think it's at the sake of the other provinces, and it's the thing I don't like to see. In horse racing, Willie Mullins won the Van Ashton with I'm Maximus. Willie Mullins is leading the Trainers' Championship in England. Apart from being well ahead in Ireland, he's leading now in England. Now, he only won 20 races in England, whereas the likes of Paul Nicholls and Skeltons and them, they've won well over 100 races. But Mullins, with his 20 horses, they're top class, and well done to him. He leads. And tomorrow, please God, in air in the Grand National, the Scottish Grand National, he throws 6 starts at the Grand National. He's also bringing over a team of horses there because the season ends, I think, at the end of April. So I suppose as he has got so near the championship, just to deal with what he's done in 60 years, Vincent Buck. Brian the Lord Mercy on the great trainer, I think, was the last person from Ireland to dominate the scene like that.
Yeah. Has Mullins never won the championship before?
No, he never has won the English one.
Yeah.
But this time he's there or thereabouts, so he's going to throw everything at it, in spite of the big one coming up in Punchestown. We hear it advertised there on TIFF FM maybe at the end of the month. Punchestown look forward to getting a lot of Nicky Henderson's horses who didn't run in Cheltenham due to a sickness and that. So they'd hope to have a tremendous horses racing in Punchestown, and hopefully the weather will be good and hopefully they'll get a good crowd. I suppose Tullis Greyhound Stadium get two finals tomorrow night. The Simon Ryan Clonalty sponsors one, and fair play to him, it's an A2 final. And the second one is to the memory of Maurice Ryan, Lord of Mercy on Maurice, a wonderful person, feared on the Greyhound scene, whether it was in Yahal, Waterford, Cork, Dublin, you name it. He always kept wonderful Greyhounds and always had a few quid on when he really fancied them. That race tomorrow night, it's a novice final for 2000 to the winner. It's sponsored by a great friend of his, Willie Fitzell. Member of that wonderful Fitzell family in Cashel, and that's on tomorrow evening. Please God, around 7:15 at Tullis Greyhound Stadium. And of course, next Saturday night, Holy Cross National School, St. Michael's and Holy Cross, they have a huge fundraiser for school with a tug of war and novelty races, etc. It's like everything else. They're trying to get a few tickets out. Like all the national schools, they need a few quid for this, that or the other thing. One would like to happily congratulate St. Michael's on a marvellous victory in the Munster Junior Cup against Villa of Waterford.
Absolutely.
For St. Michael's inside, I think it's the 10th time winning it in the space of about 20 years. Now, Villa had beaten them in the FAI Junior Cup semi-final, but it's an amazing thing. I fancied them the last day and seemingly Paul Breen, who is the backbone and outstanding player for Michaels for a long number of years. He scored a header that Jack Charlton in his days with Leeds United would have been proud of. So well done to St. Yeah. Michaels on a marvellous victory. Now, I can tell you this, Ali. My missus went to Wexford about 10 days ago, but she came back last Tuesday. And as a result of that, then I had to no more eggs in the kettle and things like that. That day is gone. One would like to say hello and very well, best wishes to Jimmy's Takeaway in Clara, and it's under new management. It's a fantastic place to go for takeaways and pizzas and chips and every bloody thing else. A wonderful thing there in Clara, and they open around 3 o'clock every day and close at 11 o'clock at night on the dot. Trevor McInerney, our local public, and he's recovered from his fall off the electric bull in Albufeira.
Was he badly injured?
Well, he got conked out, but Joe Barry was called upon to give him the kiss of life. So I think Trevor was long waking up. Now, there was a girl I spoke about last weekend. For the life of me, I couldn't think of her name, but I got the double barrel a Sunday morning at a match in Golden, between Golden and Boris again. I said, Ben Corvin, the captain of the Tipperary under 20 team, which won actually last Friday night in down in Rakeel in Paddy Neville Park. And that I said, a son of John's and quite a buff tonight. Her name escaped me then. And I said, she's the mammy. I said, a son of the families. So anyway, 'tis Laurie and Corbin for all and sundry. A lovely lady down from Roscommon. Of course, Lorraine didn't hear it, but of course, Anne Corbin, John's sister, heard it, and of course, she probably added to it as well. But anyway, that's the usual. So I got the double bell there as well. Now, the farmers and the culling of the cows. I mean, we're told that the cows are the cause of emissions and everything else, and that he's huge and cut back and the whole lot. Now the farmers that are culling of the cows, no subsidies. I understood that there was subsidies. I don't know what the farming organisations are doing, that they're not making a beeline for Charlie McGonagall, the Minister for Agriculture. They should be getting some compensation for cutting back, helping out the environment and all of that. But anyway, maybe they will. I have a funny feeling if they do a tractor protest, they will certainly get it. Because if you're culling, I mean, anything, it doesn't make a difference. If you're losing out money and you're an ordinary worker, your unions will get it for you. But look, that's the way it is. Finally, of course, Cashel Handball had a marvellous victory last weekend. They won 2 or 3 All-Irelands with David Maloney and the Delaney's and them. And heartiest congratulations. There was other players from Tipperary as well that could have won. I didn't see it on the local paper, but they got a great run the other last Friday night on Tip FM, Barking Mad. The handball did for about 20 minutes. A marvellous interview if you followed the sport of handball. So fair play to Tip FM on that score. And of course, Ellie, to finish up, it is slow down day, I think.
It is. National slow down day, yep.
National Slowdown Day, and look, we should all take it on board, all of us. I mean, 'tis like everything else, speed, it can be the cause of an awful lot of things. The girls will be out because we see the new roster that's drawn up for them and that. But apart from the girls being out anyway, all of us, myself included, we should certainly go on the slowdown. Not alone today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, every time that we slow down. It's not a big thing to ask everyone, so as well as we certainly would ask that. And I suppose to finish, when the people come knocking on your door canvassing, don't be afraid. First of all, don't hate them anyway, because that's no good. They're only the messenger. So ask them, what will they do for you? This is a game of Mayfair. What about the roads? What about the water setup? What about the hospitals needing more funding and all of that? And I just see the big head the other day when one looks at, We might be asking, where are the girls and all of that? But when one looks at gangs are acting as criminal travel agents by selling packages of fake documents to allow illegal migration into Ireland, they've been targeting Georgian nationals who wish to claim asylum in Ireland by producing fake driving licenses and ID cards from the EU countries. And they could make as much as between 8,000 and 12,000. And you see, if a girl pulls, just say, John Eckie Boo or whatever the case may be, and he has to go through all the documents, I mean, he has to maybe to go across to that country to see, has he a genuine license? I don't know how it is done.
Yeah,
but it takes
imagine.
up, and,
yeah.
it It takes up an awful lot of time, Ellie.
It does, of course. Yeah, and how are you going to prove that they are who they say they are, who's on the documents? Very hard thing to do.
Isn't that about the size of it? But anyway, Ellie... I want to ask you
a question, because there's a story that we saw this morning. It's a survey that said that young people aren't eating full Irish breakfasts anymore, that they're going for more healthier options, and the full Irish could be on the way out. What do you make of that?
What age group is that?
Is it 18 to 34-ish, I think?
Oh, well, right. Well, your friend Corey is definitely not under 18. He is over 34, so he doesn't come into the survey.
No.
And anyway...
And his Pavlova. I did also Pavlova part of the full Irish.
I thought one time that was bad having a pint, which I did out in Portugal. I had two sausages, a fried egg and a pint.
Oh,
and Guinness.
And Guinness. No, mother on God, top of it.
I preferred that than having Pavlova.
Yeah, that's
down
true.
On top of the full Irish. Anyway, they took a photo of it outside in Elbourne. It's up on the wall. The way down beneath is this an Irish breakfast? The pint of Guinness and two sausages. Mother of God, when I think about it, it makes my belly rumble.
Oh, it'd be horrible to see the full Irish go, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, jeez, that won't go. Not at all. It can't go. But Jez mentioned the restaurants and the whole lot. I wonder how did Gallagher help him get on with trying to reduce the VAT from 13 to 9%. He must have brought it to the government table, and hopefully, because when we have restaurants closed down in Tipperary town, and that it was down on the paper due to VAT purposes and tax purposes and the whole lot. I mean, to try and keep a show on the road, Ellie, it can't be easy, we'll say, to employ staff to pay insurance, to do overheads and to buy in stuff and all of that. Hey, I'll tell you one thing, anybody that's running a small business, they should get a gold medal.
Absolutely.
But instead of that, all they're doing is getting bills here, there and every place else. But anyway, Ellie, listen, I'm going to...
Hang on, Johnny, one more thing. Somebody says, can Johnny congratulate Leon Hewitt and his CTI Clonmel football team under 15s, who made a brilliant comeback to win in the school's county final in Clonalty on Wednesday afternoon?
By God, Ellie, heartiest congratulations to them. Hey, listen, schools hurling and football is possibly the greatest thing of all time. Soccer and rugby.
Being in the crowd at it, the chanting is just unreal.
Yeah, you see, and you're playing with your comrades that you meet 5 days a week, whereas in the hurling, football or rugby or soccer, you meet them maybe two nights a week for training and then you go off to a match on a Sunday. Whereas these lads and lassies, they're with you the 5 days, Monday to Friday evening, and does nothing like a school's victory. And look, well done to them. And of course, those, I think to the high school in Clonmel, they won a big rugby game, and heartiest congratulations to them as well. So I think we've all the sport covered.
I think so. What's the plan for the weekend then, Johnny?
Oh God, I'm going out power washing the decking now. That's number one. When I had to go to Wexford the other day, Gerald has four children. The eldest is seven, and the twins then are four. But every time he'd go to the power washer, of course they wanted to give him a hand. He got no chance at all. So when they were going to school the other day, I was down there at 9 o'clock for my labour of love, and done a bit of power washing. So now I'm doing it outside on the decking here, please God.
Oh, good man. I love a bit of power washing. It's so satisfying, isn't it?
I want to get a pin. You're bloody back from doing it.
Yeah, it would kill you.
You have to learn the words of the song, inch by inch, row by row. Isn't that it, Ellie?
Absolutely.
Listen, that's about the
No, but
the,
enjoy your power washing. So, Johnny,
I believe
you at
Ellie,
it. Thanks, Johnny. All the best. Thank you. That's Johnny Luby there. A listener says, as it is speed down day today, I was sitting at a garage in Templemore yesterday evening. The speed of traffic through the town is scandalous, not just yesterday, but all the time. Someone is going to get killed if traffic calming is not introduced. And that is a fact. That's from one listener. Another listener says, go to Clun Restaurant in Clonmel. Well worth it in terms of the full Irish. Keep those texts coming in. 083 311 3311 1800 938 007.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.